Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, on the line, I have a regular to this show, Leon Diop, and he is on the line to talk about his latest project, Black and Irish, the book. Leon, what's the crack?
Hi, Jen. What's the story? Thanks a million for having me on.
It's great to have you on again. We love having you on, Leon. We just love you so much.
Okay, I know, we're mates.
We are. We're the best mates. Listen, you do a lot for the Black and Irish. I mean, festivals, podcasts, but now a book. What is the idea behind moving into, as they say, old media?
Yeah, sure. So, like, we started as an Instagram account, which I suppose would be considered newish media. But one thing that's been consistent across Black and Irish is that we tell stories, whether that's through our Instagram account or through our podcast or various other means. But for us, a book was a natural next step. You know, we know that books have long-lasting effects. We wanted to create a celebration of the community, mm-hmm. and we decided to do so in a book for young adults. So yeah, it was a natural progression for us.
I have it in front of me. It's gorgeous and beautifully illustrated. And you have a co-author as well. Did you fight when you were in the creative process? I mean, because you have to kind of narrow it down to, you know, I mean, a book can only be so big. So how did you agree on certain people and did you fight?
I wouldn't say we fought, no. Like, Brianna, who is the co-author of the book, can be very persuasive. So we just kind of went with everyone that she said. No, I'm only messing. It was a collaborative process. Mm-hmm. We took a look at, you know, all of the different people. We had lists of hundreds of people that we could have chosen from. But what we wanted to do was get a diverse range of people from within the community, get people from all walks of life, from all different types of kind of Black backgrounds. But yeah, I think the two people that I got to work with on the book, Brianna is a super organized person. She's really passionate. She was, you know, the book wouldn't have happened without her. Okay. And Jessica Louis, who is the illustrator.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous stuff. You know, she's incredible. And she was really invested in it. Like, she didn't want just to get photos of the people that she was going to draw. She wanted to know their backstory as well so that she could put certain types of iconography behind them and stuff that represented their work. So yeah, it was really great working with those two, and the publisher as well. Actually, across the board, working with everyone that we've worked with on this book was really strong. You know, Matthew Parkinson Bennett, who is a publisher from Little Island Books, you know, he approached us about this book, saw what we were trying to do, understood us, and brought in a really kind of authentic approach to making this book with us. So yeah, across the board, it was a really good project.
Let's talk about the book, because yeah. I love that you just don't focus on people of the past. You focus on people in the present as well. And the book's subtitle is Legends, Trailblazers and Stars. So can you just give us a little flavour of who's in the book and what they've done?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, when I think of legends, I think of people like Jude Hughes and Christine Buckley, you know, people who really advanced the Black and Irish identity over the course of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even into the 90s. You know, people from mixed race backgrounds who were maybe put into institutions as children and could have had their Black Irish identity completely erased, but, you know, fought for their rights and the rights of others. We then have, you know, people who are doing incredible things right now, like the likes of Rashida Dadeleke, who is breaking records every other week. Like, definitely is going to be one to watch for the future. If you can keep up with her, mm-hmm. And also the likes of Boydu, you know, who is a GAA star. But then we have, you know, people who are everyday heroes. We wanted to focus a lot on kind of intersectionality, because that's something that we don't really focus on at times.
What do you mean by that?
So, for example, we have Beryl Ojas, who is an LGBTQ plus activist. Mm-hmm. You know, so really highlights the intersectionality within the Black community and the LGBTQ plus community.
Okay.
We also have the likes of Bezing Dada, who is a mental health activist and focuses a lot on, you know, mental health mm-hmm. issues within the Black community and how sometimes it can be, like, overly stigmatized and how we can kind of circumvent that and make sure that if you're, I suppose, a person of color that has mental health difficulties, how to approach that and to, I suppose, alleviate that. So, yeah, those are a flavour of what's in the book.
Leanna, how much would a book like this have helped you as a young black kid growing up in Ireland?
Yeah, to be honest, it would have helped me a lot. So as a mixed race person growing up, and I think I've spoken about this openly, but I struggled. Yeah. I struggled to find my place in the world. I didn't know really where I fitted in. I wasn't black enough for the black kids. I wasn't white enough for the white kids. So I was kind of somewhere in the middle. And that caused me to have a lot of kind of internal conflict. And a book like this, I think, would have helped me a lot, especially from seeing people who had similar kind of difficulties that are represented within the book, but also, you know, inspirational stories as well, knowing that, you know, there is a place for me in the world. And I hope that there's a load of little Leons around the world, figuratively speaking, obviously not physically speaking, you know, that are able to pick up this book and see themselves reflected in it.
Ireland is so small, but blackness can mean having family in Senegal or Nigeria or Jamaica or loads of places. So how do you reflect the diversity within Black Ireland?
Yeah, that's it. I think, you know, that was an important piece for us as well.
And okay.
That, you know, being Black Irish can present itself in many different ways, and that you can have like a mixed heritage. You can have Black family that comes from the continent of Africa or from the Caribbean. So it was important for us to get a number of different people from different backgrounds in the book. We were able to do it with the Instagram account. We've had a number of different people from all over the world on the Black and Irish podcast. And now it's reflected in the book as well. And it's important because it shows, one, that the Black community in Ireland is not a monolith. And that we have a number of different cultural heritages, cultural heritages as well. But also, hopefully, it will inspire a lot of kind of young Black Irish people growing up in Ireland from all of those different walks of life.
Would you like to see it get into schools?
Yeah, I'd love to see it get into schools. When I think about my own experience in school, I learned about the Atlantic slave trade in history. I read To Kill a Mockingbird in English, and I saw a lot of Troker boxes. And for me, that's not a very kind of positive experience for young Black people, you know. So I'd love to see something that is kind of celebrating the Black community, celebrates Black Irishness, shows the kind of heritage and history of some of the incredible people that we've had in our society over the years.
And we have. That's what I love about this book. You know, some of the names and some of the people in this book, because I honestly, when I heard you did the book, I thought you've Tallulah McKay there and Cello and Jay Yellow, you know, focusing on music for a second. People who are doing great things today and people who've done great things in the past. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous book. Every kid should read this because it is a celebration of Irish people and Black and Irish people. And it's amazing.
Exactly.
So I just want to say thank you for doing this, because it's deadly. Where can people get it?
So they can get it anywhere. They can get it, well, we'd love for people to pick it up from the Little Island Books website.
Okay.
So they can pick it up there, but they can get it anywhere. They can get it in you know, Books Upstairs, where we had our launch, and they can get it on Amazon, Easons, Dubray, anywhere. You can pick the book up in any you know, reputable bookstore.
Black and Irish legends, trailblazers and everyday heroes. It is out now. Go and grab it right in time for Christmas. Leon Diop, I'll chat to you soon. Thanks for coming on the show.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.